بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question:
what are the benefits or profits of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan?
Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
In the previous programs regarding the merits and virtues of the holy month of Ramadan and fasting, we talked about the sermon delivered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam regarding the holy month of Ramadan, but because of the fact that it was delivered in the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, the month before Ramadan, this sermon is famous as Khutbah Sha'baniyah, or the sermon of the month of Sha'ban. In the last program, I only quoted a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which is very interesting and applicable, especially for those people who are experiencing fasting during the summer. In this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, من صام لله عز وجل يوما في شدة الحر فأصابه زمع. When a person fasts on a hot day for the sake of Allah. This is the case for all the Muslims in many European countries and many Asian countries, and in some of the other countries in other continents, they are fasting during the hot days for long hours. So Imam says, when a person fasts on a hot day for the sake of Allah, and then he or she becomes thirsty. وَكَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَلْفَ مَلَكًا يَمْسَحُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَيُبَشِّرُونَهُ حَتَّى أَفْطَرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 1,000 angels to touch his or her face and give him or her glad tidings up to the time of breaking the fast. قال الله عز وجل, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him or her, ما أطيب ريحك وروحك, how nice you smell. It is unlike the experience of some people who may, feel a kind of bad smell from the people who are fasting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما أطيب ريحك, how nice you smell, spiritually speaking. وروحك, what a pleasant soul you possess. ملائكتي, O my angels, اشهدوا أني قد غفرت له, bear witness that I have forgiven him or her. Based on narrations like this, everything that seems bad in this world is not necessarily the same in the hereafter, and vice versa. So, although the person who fasts, his or her mouth may smell bad in this world, but he has a very pleasant smell and odor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the residents and the inhabitants of the heaven. On the other hand, a woman smelling nicely for non-mahram men will not be the same in the world to come, on the Day of Judgment. So realities are not necessarily what appear to us in this world. According to a very famous tradition narrated by both Sunni and Shia scholars, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الصَّوْمُ لِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ or وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ. And I am the one who rewards for it, or I am myself the reward for the fasting, which is based on how we pronounce the word ajzi or ujza. The content of this narration has been widely discussed among the scholars. While all worships are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah only has mentioned that I will reward the for the fasting in this narration. What is the reason?
Here's a breakdown of what happens to your body when you fast in each stage of the 30 days of fasting. Stage 1. During the first couple of days of fasting, both blood sugar level and blood pressure drop. The body starts the cleansing process. And the first few days are the hardest, as they are usually accompanied with headaches, dizziness, nausea, and intense hunger. Stage 2. During the second stage, the body becomes accustomed to the fasting schedule and the digestive system is able to rest. The digestive system focuses its energy on cleansing the body and healing the cells, as the white blood cells in the body start to become more active. During this stage, the organs start their repair process as well. Stage 3. By the third stage, energy levels will have increased, your mind is able to concentrate better, and an overall feeling of wellness overtakes you. During fasting, the body's healing process becomes a lot more efficient, and so the body repairs any damaged cells during this stage. During this stage, the colon, liver, kidney, lungs, and skin are detoxing by eliminating toxins. Stage 4. During the last 10 days of fasting in Ramadan, the body has become accustomed to the fasting process. Your body becomes more energetic and you experience improved memory and concentration. At this stage, the organs are finishing up their healing process, and once all toxins are removed, the body is able to function at its maximum capacity. These are just some of the physical benefits of fasting that will take place within the body. But the spiritual benefits this month are far greater than anything mentioned here. شمع لمماتي يا ربي دعاتي تقبلها عطول رمضان ندى رحمة من ربنا نعمة.
We have some answers. For example, the first reason is that fasting is the abandoning of some acts, so it is the only worship that is not seen or known by anyone. The second one is that, as mentioned by some scholars, it is the fact that during the history, all kinds of worship, that is prayer, pilgrimage, giving alms, sacrifice, and so on, they have been offered to idols and false gods, and the only exception among the acts of worship is fasting, because no one has ever fasted for anyone or anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third reason is the special relationship between fasting and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as we call some days as the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some places as the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though every time and place belong to no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this meaning implies the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who fast. The same implication is true with the next phrase, which says, and I am the one who rewards for it. When some workers are employed by a person, he may give their wage to his agent to distribute among them. But if the job is a very special one, he may personally hand the wages out to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any mediation, rewards those who fast. As I mentioned, the Arabic term ajzi or ujza in the narration can be read in both active and passive forms. According to one form, the narration gives another meaning. fasting is for me and I am its reward. أنا أجزى به. So the one who fasts has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him or her as the reward for his or her acts of worship. Just like a guest of a banquet who expects the host himself to welcome and meet him or her. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among his special servants who will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment for fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.